Are you comfortable? Let me adjust the blanket so you won't be cold. There. So today we have planned the special facial combined with immersive guided meditations. That's it. Good. This is going to be a wonderfully relaxing experience. Shall we begin? First, I'm going to remove your makeup before moving on to a deep cleanse. Here we go. Gently. And now, I will ask you to close your eyes if you'd like, and picture yourself walking in a beautiful town on a cobbled street, while listening to the horse's steps. Carriages around you. You take a glimpse at elegant ladies and gentlemen in their fancy outfits, greeting each other while heading to a botanic park or a cozy tea room, walking along the bow windows of beautiful shops full of wonder. You stop off at a small shop where you can enjoy your haircut and treatment in a very soothing atmosphere. So, this time I'm going to start at the back and work my way to the front. Alright? Lovely. So, let's take a first strand. And here we go. Right, another strand. The length seems good to me. It would be just fine for the hairstyle. Good. Nice. Mm-hmm. going. Good. And now let's end on the front. Please allow me. And good. Lovely. Just let me check the legs. Let's start with a first strand on this side. Now let me arrange it with a pin. Here we go. Good. Now, second strand. Thank you. this one, I'm going to slightly tease the hair for more volume. Good. And now time for the last waves just above the forehead, and we want these to be slightly tighter than the others, so I'm going to use smaller tongs. Alright. Lovely. Don't feel the heat. Good. Right. I'm done removing the makeup. How does it feel? Yes, it's like a fresh new start. Now let's do a deep cleanse of your face using a foam lotion. It might be a bit surprising to start with, but it is a very pleasant feeling. Now, you're going to go back further in time, to the end of the 14th century. It was an era of chivalry and courageous deeds on battlefields. Many knights have fought bravely in this time, and you were one of them. But every hero deserves some rest and time to heal their wounds. Imagine yourself in a camp, in a quiet, warm tent after a harsh battle. You can hear some gentle rain on the canvas and, in the distance, horses neighing and the voices of men comforting each other. A brazier gently burns at your side, and you feel safe and protected. Now, allow me to assess your wounds. It appears you have endured some hard times, but fortunately it does not seem so bad. The healer won't be able to see you tonight. She's tending to a lot of complicated ones. But she left me some remedies and I've been trained to heal basic injuries, so I will get you back on your feet. Show me your arms, please. The other. No pain here. Same. Good. Any pain on the legs? Nothing. Good. Let me see your head and the back of your neck. It is quite a vulnerable spot as well. No, nothing here. I see. There's something here, but it can wait. Quite obviously, your biggest wound is this burn on your arm. Our enemy loves using fire to try to scare us. They fear our blades. Cowards. The healer left me some St. John's Wort ointment, which should be just what you need. So, that would be the ointment, and this is honey. I might need it later. I've got some plants as well, and I'm just going to use some of them. Me your arm. Don't worry, it won't hurt at all. You should feel instantly relieved from the burning sensation. I shall be very gentle. No pressure at all. Was this your first battle? Well, you were impressive. Very impressive indeed. I believe this will not escape notice. You saved the king's nephew by risking your life, which is quite an accomplishment. Does it hurt? Now I will bandage your arm in order to prevent any friction caused by your clothing or armor. What kind of fabrics do I have here? Do I need one? Let's see. This one is too tight. This one is tight. That'd be perfect. Now, this is the delicate part. It must be tight enough to stay in place, but not too tight, or else you may lose some sensation in your hand. This is not something we want right now. How are you feeling? Angry? Rena?
Yes, my lady?
Can you find us some warm food somewhere?
I'll go to the cook's tent. I believe I saw some men with some steaming bowls a few minutes ago.
Thank you. Another one. Rain is starting again. Now your face is ready for a white clay mask. This will purify, soften, and stimulate your skin. Just let me prepare it. Cold. Let's start applying it here. Are you ready to travel in time again? What about a Victorian fantasy? Imagine some magnificent and roaring engines flying high in the sky. Brass and copper are sparkling in the sun rays or under the flame of whimsical lights. You're longing to join these heights above. For now, you're trying to find your way through busy streets and clouds of steam, listening to the rhythm of the town's huge clock. You finally make it to an appointment that will open the door to many adventures.
Now I'm going to focus on your ears. As I said a couple of years ago, you often work with very noisy machines, so it's important to keep an eye on your hearing as well. Did you have any hearing troubles recently? Any irritation? Yes, you often wear heavy gear or helmets on your head. It might put a bit of pressure on the skin. We'll see what we can do about that. For now, let me have a look inside your ears. I'm going to start here. See the other side. There is a small blockage on this side. Not that much, but I will clear it so it won't turn into anything worse, like an infection or something. And you may not think it, but you will probably feel like your hearing is better. Let's start with that, if you don't mind. I'm going to use this little spoon here. I will be very gentle, of course, but let me know if there is any discomfort. All right? Thank you.
And now let's have a look at your skin and see this irritation you were talking about. I will be very gentle again. But let me know if you feel any pain. It's right here, is it? Just on the hillocks? Not so bad. I will massage this part of your ears with a bit of soothing oil, and I will give you a vial of it to take back home so you can use it whenever you feel you need to. I'm going to start with the left ear. Here we go. Does it feel any better? Wonderful, my dear. So this is for you. And there's nothing left. And you have the most beautiful skin. Now it's time to nourish it, so I will apply some oil. I will choose according to your skin type, and then I will give you a gua sha massage with crystal waters. Just one moment. another warrior. I heated them up a little bit, so they are nice and warm. Here we go. And now, close your eyes again. And let's visit a distant future on a far, far away planet. A low, constant, and deep hum wraps you like a warm sound blanket. Everywhere you can see little colorful lights, and while you gaze at the stars by a small window looking into space, you realize how much there is still to explore. No more borders, no more limits. Your mind starts to wander at all possibilities yet to come, as you feel sheltered. Alright, let me start with your face. Let me see. This stick hurts. Forehead. There's another red spot here. Does it hurt when I touch it? Right. Let me see your ears. See your hands. Between the fingers. Red spot again. I see nothing on this one. Good. Let's have a look at your scar. The front first. Side.
I see nothing on your scalp. It's perfectly fine. But I'm going to have a closer look at these wet spots here and there. I'm pretty sure I can find some samplers here. Now I'm going to take a bit of the superficial cells on these red spots. Don't worry, it is going to be totally painless. Let me start here. I'm going to gently, very gently, scratch the spot. Very gently. And between your fingers, please. And back into the sampler. Now let's shake it a bit. How was it? Yes, the rollers would make anyone sleepy. Now, while the oil finishes penetrating your skin to leave it moisturized and smooth, I will gently massage your scalp with a hair balm. Sit behind you. We are going to end our small guided meditations with a final one, and we are going back to the past again. This one is all about comfort and coziness. Picture yourself in your fanciest outfit, coming back from a ball where you had the best time of your life. You think again about the bright candles all around, the flower scent in the air, and the sound of rustling fabrics on the dancing floor. There were gentlemen, lords, and earls everywhere around. Ladies, princesses, maybe even the queen. Knowing you'll spend your night dreaming about shiny dresses and spirited music, you allow a friend to help you slowly slip from a festive mood to a sweet sleepiness.
Good.
Now, there's no way you're going to bed with such an intricate hairstyle. Did you do it yourself? I see. Well, let's start by taking the hairpins off. These two pretty combs. Good. Now let's give it a good brush so you don't add more knots during. Yes.
Now, would you like your hair to be curly in the morning? If so, I could use fabric stripes, just like mine's. Mm-hmm. I have a few left, and they are made of silk, so very comfortable to sleep with. I could put 3 on each side of your hairline, and the curls will frame your face in the loveliest way. Good. Now let's braid the rest of your hair. So, 1, 2, and 3 strands. We will come to fall asleep. I'm just going to spray a bit of lavender and orange blossom mist all around you and make sure you are snug.